This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I will admit there are some things as a couple you should not share.
Toothbrush.
They are just too intimate. A toothbrush, 100%, I would agree with that. But one that has been the topic of conversation lately, thanks to Love is Blind, is socks. And I don't think socks are too intimate to share. I share socks with my husband.
What do you mean? They, like, you have the same socks?
No, I mean, like, if he's like, hey, I didn't do laundry, can I borrow a pair of socks? I'm like, sure, here you go.
No, I don't like it. Wouldn't do it.
Why? They're socks. They go on your feet.
I don't care. I want my own socks. There's something about feet, even though I know the socks have been washed and stuff, I don't particularly like. It sort of gives me the ick, and I don't know why, but it's something I would never do.
Share socks.
I will not share socks with you, no.
Okay, I know, I don't know how far you are, but I know you're watching Love is Blind, and I am too, and there's, spoiler alert, a part of this season where one of the couples, the woman reveals that she has a communal sock bin with her family growing up. Whenever the laundry was done, all the socks go into one box, and then whenever the family needs a pair of socks, they just go to the communal sock bin. They grab a pair of socks and they're good to go.
It's a free-for-all.
Now the guy that she is engaged to is like, that's weird. We will not be doing that as a married couple. Like, you don't share socks.
I think it's weird. I think it's very, very weird. And in fact, I've actually never, ever heard of that. A communal sock drawer?
I don't think I would go that far. But again, if my husband was like, hey, I need a pair of socks. Even Carter now, he's big enough where he's like, Mom, can I borrow a pair of socks? I'm like, here you go. You know, they're clean. I'm going to wash them after you wear them. I don't see the issue with socks.
I do. I wouldn't do it. And that's probably why I'm single and you're happily married. But it just seems weird to me, Kelly.
Okay, sharing socks. Is that a weird thing? Is that an ick, like Guy said? Or is it just convenient? Because that's what it is for the family.
888-431-3764. Please weigh in. It's Kelly and Guy and K-Frog. I don't care if your feet had just bathed in Epsom salts for hours. I'm not wearing your socks.
That's so weird to me.
It gives me the ick. There's something about it. And I know you can justify it with everything's clean, but there's something about sharing socks is not for me.
I don't think sharing socks is that big of a deal. They go on your feet and then they go in the washing machine. Oh, well. Rick in Fullerton, what about you? Do you share socks with your wife?
You know, it all depends on your shoe size. I wear a size 12. My wife wears a size 7. I'm not wearing her socks.
Those would be a little tight.
But for my son, my oldest son in 10th grade was 6'1", 306. And he wouldn't tell me or ask. He'd raid my drawer.
So it's not weird to share socks then? It's not too intimate?
No. Back in my drinking days, I would have shared underwear.
Okay, that's too far, Rick. Way too far. Underwear's a no-go. We're not talking underwear, okay? This is strictly socks because if you're watching Love is Blind, there's a person on there and she said growing up, they had a communal sock bin. Their entire family, all the socks went into one bin. And the guy she's engaged to is like, that's not going to happen.
That's almost a deal breaker for me. That's
really
enough to end the relationship right there if you ask me to have a communal sock drawer with you. Weird.
Okay, 909 says, my family and I let each other borrow socks, even though I have an extremely weird foot thing. Like, I hate feet. I don't want them anywhere near me. And my daughter just said, oh, great. Thanks, Kelly and Guy. Now she's not going to let me share socks anymore.
Sorry.
I was trying not to think about it, but Guy, when you brought it up, it kind of does gross me out.
But it's not just other people's feet. I hate my own feet, and I don't want other people wearing my socks because I hate my own feet so much. But the 951 here says, sharing socks is cool if she has nice feet. If she has claws, nope.
They're all ripped up at the toes. All right, sharing socks, especially like a communal sock bin, is this really weird for a family to do, or is it convenient?
Weigh in. 888-431-3764.
Who knew socks were so dividing between couples? I mean, there's been a time where I've had to ask Art, hey, can I borrow a pair of socks? Even Carter, my oldest, he's come in and been like, Mom, can I borrow a pair of socks? I'm like, sure, no big deal. I never thought it was that big of an issue.
If I'm ever in a serious relationship again, she will not be wearing my socks and I will not be wearing her socks. This gives me the ick.
Sandra in Hesperia, what do you think about sharing socks?
So I think it's nasty because what if somebody has fungus? Everybody's going to have fungus. They're going to have communal fungus in the family.
But not if you're washing your socks.
It just depends. You never know. Some boys are very dirty.
So you will never, ever do this.
I will never, ever share socks with anybody.
Amy and Rancho, what about you? Do you share your socks?
That's a no-go. But I will say there's some emergency situations, like case by case. You're at some, you know, the guy's house you're dating. You didn't wear socks. You're snuggling up for a movie. You're going to borrow a pair, you know, or a friend's house. But they better look new, because if they look well-worn, I'm still going to say, I'm good. But a communal, that's a no-go.
Hey, maybe this is the secret to marriage. Look at this from the 909. Been married 33 years this Friday. Happy early anniversary. And our family has always shared socks. More so it's my wife and three daughters, but I don't think it's weird at all.
No, I completely disagree, but congratulations on your upcoming anniversary. 562, I refuse to wear my husband's socks, and I'm guaranteed he would not want to wear mine, and my kids do not share their socks either. Pretty blunt.
951, sharing socks, that is a hard no for me. My husband has had a toe fungus for as long as I can remember.
Gross.
And the doctor says we shouldn't even wash his socks with ours.
What?
Okay, new fear unlocked. Thank you, 951.
Has your opinion changed now?
No, because I'll be honest, it's a convenience thing.